This is track 2, installing the battery. When installing a new battery, make sure that the battery is around the correct way. On one end of the battery, there's a small bump. This end of the battery needs to be positioned towards the rear of the mini guide, that is, away from the sensors. If the battery is inserted backwards, the aid will vibrate at full speed until the battery is removed. This will also reset the aid to its factory defaults. If you want your present settings to be saved while changing the battery, you should change the battery as quickly as possible. To open the battery cover, hold the aid with the switch pointing downwards. Place a small coin in the slit above the lanyard attachment point and gently twist the coin. The battery cover should lift up at the rear. There are two latches at the rear of the cover. If both latches have disengaged, the cover can be removed completely from the aid. If one latch is still engaged, lift the rear of the cover with your fingers until both latches have disengaged. The battery sits between two upright metal battery contacts. Remember that the bump end of the battery goes towards the rear of the case. Hold the battery at its bump end and place the other end into the battery compartment. Now gently press down on the bump end of the battery until it clicks into place. To install the battery cover, rest the front lip of the cover on the battery and slide it forward until it stops. The front of the cover fits under the front of the case. Check that the back of the cover is aligned with the case. Gently press down the rear of the cover until both latches engage. Forcing the rear of the cover down when it's not properly aligned could break the latches. Switching the mini guide on or off. First remove the cap from the aid. Now locate the on-off button near the front of the aid. Pressing the button will result in a short vibration or pulse from the aid. Make sure you release the switch once you feel the vibration. The pulse indicates that the aid has been switched on. You will probably now notice the aid continuing to vibrate. Try waving your hand in front of the aid to make the vibration speed change. Pressing the switch again should result in a longer vibration pulse. This indicates that the aid has been switched off. Waving your hand in front of the aid now should not produce any vibration. Practice switching the mini guide on and off to familiarize yourself with the on and off vibrations. Testing the aid. Switch the aid on. Now place your hand about 5 centimeters away from the front of the aid. The aid should be producing very fast vibrations. Move your hand further away from the aid, keeping your hand in front of the aid. The speed of the vibration should get slower as the hand is moved away. Try moving your hand around to get used to how the aid reacts. Try pointing the aid at an uncluttered wall or ceiling and moving the aid forwards and backwards. The vibration speed should change as the distance changes. Now point the aid in all different directions. If you're in a small room, the aid will most likely be always vibrating. If you're in a large room or outside, then pointing the aid in certain directions will cause the vibrations to stop. The vibrations stop when the aid cannot detect an object within its present range. The present range should be the factory default range of 4 meters. Please note that the aid automatically switches itself off after about 90 minutes. So it's recommended that you switch the aid off occasionally, for example every 20 to 30 minutes. This will avoid the aid automatically switching off while it's in use.